Tainus Perk Beis Mishneh Gimel. Ve'elu hein. And these are the six brachas that they would say during the Shmona Esrei, in addition to the normal Shmona Esrei, of the seven fast days. Zichronus v'Shofaros. They would add in all the psukim and the bracha that we would say for Zichronus and Rosh Hashanah, and all the psukim and the bracha that we say on Rosh Hashanah by Shofaros. And then they would add El Hashem b'tzarasali karasi v'aneni, which is Kapitel Kuf Chaf in Tehillim. Esonai el harim, that's another kapitel they would say. Mimamakim krasicha Hashem, that makes it five. Tfilu la'oni kiyatov. And the number six, which is kapitel kuf beis, tfilu la'oni, and that's your sixth bracha. Rabbi Huda Omer lo hayatzarch lomar zichronos v'shofaros. Rabbi Huda says they didn't need to. Tfarsol explains it doesn't mean they just didn't need to. Rather, they should not. They should do something else. Because those are specifically for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel. We don't daven them any other times. Elo Omer Tachdein, but you say in their place, Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz, Dever Kiyah Ba'aretz. These are psukim in Malachim Aleph Perek Ches, and that's for the portion of Zichronos. And Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei Habatzaris, that the word of Hashem was given to Yirmiyah regarding the droughts. The Omer Chosmehen. And then you would say the conclusion, which is the bracha itself. Tversal explains that this is also Rabbi Yehuda, that even though you were saying these psukim in Yirmiyah and Malachim, instead of the Zichronos and Shofros that the Tanakhama held, you would still would say the Chosmehen of Zichronos and Shofros. So the Pasuk of Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz, Dever Kiyah Ba'aretz, that you would then conclude with Zichronos, and then the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that said Asher Hayah Dvar Hashem Al Yirmiyah Al Divrei Batzaros, then they would conclude in Shofros. And Taisus Yontif says the Halacha is like the Tanakhama here.